the mystery of love. We've had love on our heart a lot on our tongue, speaking of it, thinking about it. And love is the spontaneous fruit that grows in that heavenly orchard. It says, let brotherly love continue. It's automatic. You don't have to force it. It's there if you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. The mystery of love. Think of the skillfulness of love. That's something. We hear stories in our life about love and the extent that love went to secure a companion for life. The energy of love. If there's a concrete wall and the man's love is on the other side of that wall is coming down. Beautiful. The warmth of love. Love, it says in the Song of Solomon, strong as death. Think of this, you can't have love that strong without hate. That's kind of a weird statement, isn't it? You hate everything that is going to destroy that love. And so, the longest journey that was ever made, the longest journey, children, that was ever made, has love. It's a story of love from start to finish. We've had faithfully presented the wrath of God in these meetings, so true. When I think about how people leave this world, they leave it in their sins. They go into a lost eternity. There's no end to it. If I break my leg, I go to the doctor, I get it fixed. If I get a cold, I take some medicine maybe and I get better and so on. But no, it's forever and ever. So, children, young people, listen please to the message tonight. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Do you realize 4 weeks ago in the rotunda of the capital of the United States of America, a man sat down with hundreds and hundreds of people around him like this, and he played a simple melody on that organ, and he sang clearly, simply, the same exact song as you have, number 12 in your hymn sheet. If you don't have that, I'll read it to you. He sang all four verses clear. Here's the President of the United States. Here's the Vice President. Here's former presidents. Here's people from the House of Representatives, Congress, and so on, and people of all stripes and faith and so on, listening to this beautiful, beautiful hymn. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. I heard him singing that. I could make it out. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am poor, wretched, blind. Hear these millionaires watching, listening, presidents, and so on. What's he singing this for? Just as I am poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, yea, all I need and need to find, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am. Thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. Because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. If the Lord comes 5 minutes from now, I haven't given you the gospel. I'm going to give you the gospel, and you know it well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. In the early chapter of the Bible, it speaks about God creating. God creating. You don't have to turn to it. I'm going to turn to a few verses very rapidly because we have an abbreviated gospel meeting here. Another 10 minutes or so. It says, God saw the light, that it was good. And then later on it says, the dry land, earth, that was good. herb-yielding seed and so on, and light to rule the day, so on, good. And then the last verse of the first chapter of Genesis says, and God saw everything that he had made. It was very good. Whoa, look at what it says in the next chapter, verse 18. And the Lord God said, is not good, not good, that man should be alone. The consequence of that statement, that needed fulfillment, didn't it? And so that had deep, deep consequences. God said that, not good that man should be alone. Now there's some people in here that are at marital age, and they haven't experienced married life. I've enjoyed 108 years of marriage. My wife has been married for 54. We've enjoyed that marriage together, and I have been married 54 years. So that represents a lot of long, happy days. But those of you that don't have a companion, just wait till the end of this story. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. God saw to it that his son is going to have a companion. There was a council. A council. Between the Father and the Son. And it was a council of peace. Is that right, Ernie? Yep. And who's going to bear the glory? God is going to bear the glory. There was a question asked in Isaiah. And it says, I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. What is he going to go for? He's going to go for a companion forever. Those that have missed out in this world, companionship, don't you worry. Don't you worry. Companionship here, beautiful as it is, has had nothing to compare with what's coming. Because God sent his son down to this world, that journey that took him from the heights of glory down into this world. Now I'll tell you a story. You children, you know what Skittles are, don't you? Those delicious little candy. Do you know what Skittles are? Yeah, he shook his head. Young man, maybe 12, 13 years old, came into the office, and he had his buddy with him. He had a box. In that box, I've told this story before. In that box was peanut brittle, saltwater taffy, Skittles, and he probably bought them for $2 a box at Costco. And he, after the, I talked to him a while. I said, "What about this?" He said, "Well, I'll sell you these Skittles, $6." I thought it was a little steep, but the boy wanted to go to camp that summer, so I bought it. I said to him, "I got a question for you, young man, just a young lad. You were standing at the gate of heaven and God were to say to you, how can I let you come into my heaven? You're a sinner just like Dave." You know what that boy said? Instantly, he said, because God came down into this world. He wrapped himself in human flesh and he went to the cross and he died for me. Can you say that, young person? Does that mean anything to you? I'll go, he says, and here my send me. That was part of that journey that he took. Heaven's highest glory. This journey that he took came down into this world. He came down and he was found in a manger. Doesn't even say he was born in a manger. He had nothing, nothing. There he was, and it says, the lions have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. But outside the door, Herod made him flee down into Egypt land. Ran away. Fled. And then at the appointed time he came back, Nazareth. He walked among men in his service for God and for blessing of man. He did all those kind, loving deeds, raised the dead and healed the sick. And they took and they grabbed him and they took him to a judgment hall. Can you imagine that? And they flogged him. They spit on him. They crowned him with thorns. And they crucified him. And he was buried, died. He shed his precious blood. He was buried. He rose again the third day. And then he presented himself to above 500 brethren at once. I think there were 541 people at dinner yesterday. Did you see the Lord Jesus yesterday? I think we did. Precious time in his presence by faith. And then he presented himself to his brethren and he went back up to where he came from. The circuit is almost complete. There's something missing. Is it you? There's coming a time when he's going to go and he's going to gather up faith, the precious fruit of the earth. He's going to gather it up and he's going to take it home. What a beautiful word that is. When I get done with a day's labor, home is beautiful. It's beautiful. Have his thoughts come forth in love. There's so much to speak about here. Well, we could go on. I've got 5 minutes to go. The Lord Jesus is going to come at the rapture. And he's going to take faith home. I don't think there'll be any faith left on the earth after the Lord takes us home. There'll be a time there where faith will come again, but the faith will be absent from this earth. I'll be gone. So now, sinner, you come to the sinner's bench. You sit down there, just room for two. There's just room for two on the sinner's bench. Who do you think the other one is? The Lord Jesus will come along. He'll sit beside you and put his arm around you. And he'll show you his nail print hand and he'll say, I was made sin for you. I was made sin for you. I took your responsibility, the sinner's place at the cross. Now you can have life. I'm giving it to you as a free gift, and don't you dare try to add anything to it, because that ruins the splendor and the charm, the beauty of that gift. And then you confess yourself as a poor, guilty sinner. You take Christ as your Savior. He'll take you to the mercy seat. He'll take you to the sinner's bench, and then he'll take you to the mercy seat. There will he meet with you. And what's there? That precious, precious blood of Christ. Yep. And then when the rapture comes, he's going to meet you on the cloud. And then where's he going to take you? He's going to put you on a different seat in the Father's throne. That is going to be complete. That journey. Where will you be when he sets things right in this world? Everything to the glory of God the Father and the exaltation of Christ. Where will you be? Will you be in a lost, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, will you be in a lost eternity? Or will you be with me? I'll meet you there, God's right hand. Will you be singing there with me? Will you be there when the Lord Jesus Christ leads the singing? Will you experience that eternal joy? Or will it be darkness for you? Those are searching words. So much could be said of that journey. From the palace of his glory, from that home of joy and love, came the Lord himself to seek us. He wants you, young person, there with him above. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, precious Savior, we think of this wonderful journey thou dost take to have a companion forever. He and I in that bright glory, we pray for these children, Father. The world has its filthy attractions and it has its seemingly harmless attractions. We just pray that they might be drawn to thee, Lord Jesus, might have a happy life, not a ruined life like some we know, might have faith, might have the joy of the Lord as their strength, as the rapture before them. And so, Father, we just pray for these children and their parents, and now for the travelers. Mercies, our God, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.